the court ruling has been made, and according to the law, it is the final decision. It means that Mr. Mnangagwa is going to be the president of Zimbabwe for the next 5 years. However, the manner in which the court dealt with the matter is a matter that is under contestation. I believe that the MDC and the people who support them do not believe that it was conducted in a fair manner. There are many issues that they have raised, many issues that they continue to raise. We have also seen prior to the hearing itself and during the hearing itself a lot of conduct by people associated with ZANU-PF, which has indicated that it was a predetermined decision. And therefore, it raises a lot of questions. It raises a lot of issues in regards to the legitimacy of the next government. I think that is an issue that is beyond the court. It's an issue for politicians to resolve. Because as it is, I think that Zimbabwe will continue to suffer from the burden of lack of legitimacy of the next government.
Let's look at how the MDC Alliance legal team performed. Do you think they did well in their arguments and presentations over this case?
Well, you know what? I understand the conditions under which the MDC has been operating. And my belief from the performance that was given by the legal team was that it was a sterling, a courageous, and a valiant performance by Advocate Thabani Mpofu and his team. They were able to demonstrate that the figures that were produced by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission were inconsistent, lacked credibility, and I was hoping that the court would be able to interrogate those issues. It doesn't matter because you don't narrow down the issues to one issue of the 11 forms. You also look at the manner in which the electoral authority has presented itself. If an electoral authority is going to change results 3 times after it has made a declaration, and 3 times, which is illegal, you expect the court to raise the issues and to interrogate the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission on the manner in which it has conducted the election. So looking at the issue generally and specifically, I believe that the MDC were able to demonstrate the challenges that were faced in this election, which led to doubt about the credibility of the whole process. And I thought that the court would look into that, looking at the integrity of the election, whether or not the election itself had integrity. And I believe that sufficient information and evidence was placed before the court in order to come to that conclusion. But of course, you know, the MDC is complaining that this was a predetermined decision. They had to do what they had to be done, going through the legal process as they did, but they understood the challenges that they faced. Let me add that the biggest problem that we have in Zimbabwe right now is the problem of kept at institutions. If the MDC had been able to change the composition of the highest courts in the land in 2013 during the constitutional reform process, perhaps we would be having more independent courts, which would be able to determine cases on a proper basis. But, you know, that was a failure, and I think that failure continues to haunt the electoral process in Zimbabwe.
Dr. Magaisa, it's going to be another 5 years before Zimbabwe goes back to another election. What does this mean for the general people in Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, much of what we are facing right now is not so much what the people of Zimbabwe think, although that is important, but it's also about what the rest of the world thinks, the people who deal with Zimbabwe. And there are already a number of countries which have raised questions, important countries like the USA, who have raised questions about the manner in which the processes or political processes have been conducted. And so we need to be able to unlock the logjam that is facing Zimbabwe right now, which is how do we get money in order to solve challenges that we are facing? How do we promote investor confidence in the process? These are important issues, and I believe that these are important issues that require a coming of hands together between the people who have been declared winners and those who have been declared losers. We must remember that Mr. Mnangagwa has won this election, according to the court, by a very slender majority, which means that half the country is ostracized. the challenge for them is how do they see the bigger picture? How do they get everybody working together in order to achieve the bigger process? That is where we are. I think it's important for Mr. Mnangagwa, Mr. Chamisa, and other people who are concerned with the welfare of Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans to find a way out of this logjam that we are facing.